Mets fans, what's up? Welcome back to a whole lot of Mets podcast. My name is Mendy. I've been on a hiatus, I know. I'm not going to lie. I have been a little bit on a hiatus, but I'm back. Mets baseball is back. There's so much to be excited about. There's so much to talk about. How will the Mets lineup fare? How is Francisco Lindor going to deal with all the pressure? Is he going to re-sign? Is he not going to re-sign? Will DeGrom repeat everything that he has been? There's so much to talk about. There's so much excitement. How's the Mets bullpen going to be? There's some negatives. There's positive. There's so much to talk about. Let's get right into it, Mets fans. So, as everybody knows, the number one story around Mets camp is Francisco Lindor. Steve Cohen offered him 10 years, $325 million. Insane contract. He wants 12 years, $385 million. Steve Cohen should laugh in his face and say, you know what? I love having you. You're a great player. Let's see how the year pans out. But right now, I am not paying you 12 years, $385 million. The fact that he wants more than Mookie Betts, number one, is absolutely insane. You're not going to get more than Mookie Betts. You're not as good of a player as Mookie Betts. Francisco, I love you. Frankie, I love you. But no smile is worth $385 million. I'll tell you that. That's number one. Number two, in order for the Mets to extend you now, it has to be fair for you 100%, but it has to be fair for the Mets. Why would the Mets overpay you right now? Why would they do that? If you tell me that you're going to go out and you're going to have an MVP season and the Mets are going to a World Series and the Mets are rolling, yada, 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 and then a free agency comes and he wants 12 years, $385 million coming off an MVP season, that's a whole different conversation. Whole different conversation. But you're coming off a 254 season, okay? You want more than Mookie Betts. Like, no. And number three, right? The Mets have all the leverage. Trevor Story is a free agent next year. Corey Seager is a free agent next year. Carlos Correa is a free agent next year. Javier Baez is a free agent next year. Okay? So, look at all those players. They're all shortstops, number one. And number two, no big market team needs a shortstop. The Yankees have Glaber. The Dodgers are going to re-sign Seager. The Padres have Tatis Jr. The Angels have so much money tied up in Rendon and Mike Trout and absolutely no pitching. They are going to go out and get pitching. They're not going to sign a shortstop for $400 million, I'll tell you that. So who's going to pay you $400 million, Francisco Lindor? Who? Tell me who. Absolutely nobody. So the Mets have all the leverage. They could say, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen in the new CBA. Because if there's going to be a salary cap in the new CBA, Francisco Lindor is going to wish that he took that 10-year deal. Because if there's a salary cap, no team is ever going to pay 12 years, $385 million for a player. That's just never going to happen again. Never. So if I'm Lindor, okay, there are so many aspects that go into it. Number one, right? The ovation for opening day. If he re-signs versus if he doesn't re-sign the contract before his supposed deadline of opening day, the fans are going to be like, wow, we gave you a overvalue market contract, number one, a very fair contract, number two. You obviously don't want to be a Met, and if you don't want to be a Met, we don't want you here. And some fans are already turning on him. Can you imagine if Francisco Lindor has a bad start to the season and he didn't re-sign? The only thing that people are going to talk about is how Francisco Lindor should have took that extension. That's the only thing that people are going to be talking about. And is Francisco Lindor ready for that? Frankie, are you ready for that? Are you ready for the pressure of New York? But one thing that's bothering me, I'm not going to lie, is the 12 years, $385 million, is that every single baseball commercial that I see has Frankie in it. I have never seen so much of Francisco Lindor in my life. He's on Sports Illustrated. He's in MLB tweets. He's in ESPN promos. He's in every single promo for baseball possible. Every single one. And you're asking for an insane type of contract, like all this publicity and all these sponsorships that you're going to get mean absolutely nothing? Come on, Frankie. Wake up. Wake up. Because you're not going to get a big contract from anybody but the Mets. And if Frankie decides to walk, well, guess what? I'm more than happy with Trevor Story. I'm more than happy with Javier Baez. Because if Frankie walks, you're going to get Javier Baez for probably $200 million. And then you could go out and re-sign Conforto. And re-sign Syndergaard. And sign Max Scherzer if you want to. Or bolster up your bullpen. So either way, Mets fans, do not worry. The Mets are going to spend big money even if they don't re-sign Francisco Lindor. That's number one, and that's all I'm going to say about Francisco Lindor, because by the time this podcast comes out, he may already have re-signed, and then this whole podcast is going to go to waste. So, I want to talk about J.D. Davis. I think J.D. Davis is on a very, very, very tight rope. Very tight rope. Because the way that Guillerme is playing, man, oh man, oh man. J.D. Davis is in trouble. Luis Guillerme, tremendous glove, as we all know. Tremendous glove. And now he's starting to hit. And the fact that J.D. Davis doesn't really have a good glove. And the only reason why he's in the starting lineup is because he could hit the ball. As soon as he stops hitting, Luis Guillerme is going to hop on right his ass. And J.D. Davis is now on the bench. So I think that J.D. Davis is probably under the most pressure. More than any Met this year so far. That's just my opinion. The Mets bullpen. Let's talk about that. Up until Lugo comes back, the Mets bullpen is a big problem. I don't have any faith in Robert Gsellman. I'm going to get back to Robert Gsellman, but I have no faith in him. I have no faith in Sam McWilliams. He was this hyped up guy who they signed that everybody wanted. And then I watch him play in spring training against a bunch of double A's, and I'm just like, holy crap, this guy sucks. This guy's terrible. He's a thrower. He's not a pitcher. He throws hard. That's all he does. But he throws it either right down the middle or 10 feet outside. So I have no faith in Sam McWilliams at all. Miguel Castro actually had a really good spring training. Familia sucks. Betances isn't good. It's Diaz and May. Yeah. Diaz and May. That's really our two guys until Seth Lugo comes back. So you better hope that DeGrom could go 7 innings. You better hope that Marcus Stroman can go 7 innings. Because if Peterson only goes 5 and Lucchese only goes 5, the Mets are in trouble. The Mets are in big, big trouble. It's amazing to me that they didn't sign Steve Cishek, who went to the Angels for only $1 million. I'm shocked that they didn't go sign him. And Shane Green is available. What are you waiting for? Go out and sign Shane Green. Let's go. Bolster up the bullpen. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. And Shane Green is a very solid bullpen piece. Come on, Steve Cohen. Let's go. Let's go, boy. Let's go. I haven't been this excited for an opening day in forever. Also, about Gsellman. I think as soon as Gsellman has one bad outing, he's gonna go to the minor leagues, and then he's gonna get called back up, and then if he has another bad outing, he's gone. I think that Jordan Yamamoto is gonna be exactly what everybody hoped Robert Gsellman's gonna be, meaning he could go in the rotation, he could be an opener, he could pitch a couple of innings out of the bullpen. And I think that that's what the Mets' plan with Jordan Yamamoto is going to be. And I think that that's what's going to happen. And I think that at the end of the day, Yamamoto will be in Gsellman's role starting June 4th. If I predicted that date, guys, I'm going to go nuts. I'm telling you right now. June 4th, Robert Gsellman gets cut. Jordan Yamamoto officially takes over for Robert Gsellman. All right, that's my prediction number one. Prediction number two, the best pitcher in baseball, Jacob DeGrom, is going to win his third Cy Young this year. And I think that this is going to be the year where there's going to be absolutely no debate about Jacob DeGrom. He's not only the best pitcher in baseball, but the best pitcher in the last 10 years. That's how good I think Jacob DeGrom is going to be. The Mets rotation, as it is right now, it's DeGrom, it's Stroman, it's Peterson, it's Taijuan Walker, and it's Joey Lucchese. Carrasco is out 6 weeks, but then they say that his injury isn't as bad, so I'm not sure of the story with Carrasco. I hope he's coming back soon, because that was a key part in the offseason. Carrasco is a really good pitcher. He's an all-star caliber pitcher when he's healthy. I'm very high on Carlos Carrasco, and Carlos Carrasco can mean all the difference. That's number one. And number two, Noah Syndergaard's coming back. So if they come back at the same time, you're adding now DeGrom, Carrasco, Syndergaard, Stroman, and Taiwan Walker. Holy crap, guys. Holy crap. That's amazing. And I am hyped. This Mets season, guys, just look at the lineup. We have James McCann at catcher. Pete Alonso at first base. McNeil at second base. Francisco Lindor at shortstop. J.D. Davis at third. Dom in left. Nimmo in center. And Conforto in right. That's a hell of a team. That is a hell of a team. And I am so excited for tomorrow. My prediction, I think that the Mets bats are going to get to Scherzer. I'm predicting a 5-1 win against the Washington Nationals. And my official season predictions, the Mets MVP is going to be Francisco Lindor. The Mets most improved player is going to be Luis Guillerme. The Mets Cy Young is obviously going to be Jacob DeGrom. The Mets most underrated player, I'm going to go back to Luis Guillerme. I think that he's going to be a really good player for this offseason. And overall, the best player on the Mets has to be Jacob DeGrom. And I honestly see the Mets being a 95-1 team. So that's what? 162 minus 95. 162 minus 95. So 95 and 67. Because I know for a fact, and I know that you guys believe it too, that if the Mets are contending in June, okay, and the Mets just need a third baseman, or they have to bolster their bullpen, Steve Cohen is going to go out and get these players and fill the holes. If Dom Smith isn't the answer in left field, they're going to get a left fielder. All right, as long as they're not out of it by June like they are every single year, but I'm not even going to put that out into the universe because this is a new season, baby. This is a new ownership, baby. This is a new team, guys. I am hype. 95 and 67 is my prediction, and my prediction is that at the trade deadline, the Mets are going to be the most active team. My prediction for the season is going to be the Mets are going to win the NL East. I think that the Mets are going to beat the Dodgers in the National League Championship, and I think it's going to be Mets-Yankees with the Mets winning the World Series. Screw it. I'm going to be a homer. I have to be optimistic. I'm excited. But the reason why I see that the Mets could beat the Dodgers, because besides for Kershaw, and Kershaw is bad in the playoffs, guys. You know this. Kershaw is a bad player in the playoffs. Every single one of their aces are righties. And the Mets could load up on lefties. You could have a lineup of Brandon Nimmo in center, Conforto in right, Dom in left, Guillerme at third base, McNeil at second base, and Frankie switch hitting. That's six players batting left. That's seven players batting left-handed. The Mets are a bad matchup for the Dodgers, guys. A bad, bad matchup for the Dodgers. And I know that the Dodgers are praying that they don't face the Mets, because the Mets are the one team that can knock the Dodgers out. All right, guys, that's the episode. I'm so excited for baseball. I'm going to be more consistent. There's going to be baseball to talk about. There's going to be news. Will Francisco Lindor re-sign? I don't know. But, guys, do not stress it, because either way, it's a win-win for the Mets. This is it, guys. Let's roll. Let's go, Mets. Let's go, baby.